And why need you, why is the need for you all to come to him? Because there's the interaction of the impressions that are there with us. No amount of our austerities help us. No amount of our resolves and determination help us. Because we are filled with all sorts of impressions. I must pass. You were not here today for to hear the tape, you know. Did you hear the recording? No, you came at the last, but then there were many others, you see. So what happens, anything that you do, you want to become good, all right, become good. Then what you take upon yourself, I am good now. Again, the impressions cover you, they burden you with that. Do anything good, impressions are there. Do anything bad, of course the impressions are there. Impressions don't leave you. You want to fast, okay, that's fine. Fasting is good. It will elevate you. But as soon as you feel fine, it's nice. Now I'm getting more and more pure. Now I'm getting more and more, the piety is there. And all these are impressions. Again, you're bound. Nothing can free you. No amount of goodness can free you. So what is to be done? Because of the impressions. When you commit any through your weaknesses, when you commit any faults or sins, as it is known, you're bound. Through your austerities, you commit any piety, you are bound. Now what is to be done? What should be done? The only recourse is that you need to have certain impressions which uproot the impressions that bind you. Whose impressions? The impression of the impressionless one. So those are the very impressions that will dig out the impressions. Because a thorn pierced in your soul needs to have a pin or a needle or a thorn, another thorn to get it out. So those impressions are the most important impressions. So that's why we want to come to him. We want to hear about him. We want to get all the impressions about him, the impressionless one. That's why we all are here, you see. To uproot those impressions that we are. We are nothing but bundle of impressions. It is always good to, now that we have come in his contact, naturally there is nothing better than that. But then those who have not come in contact, they should read the lives of the great ones. They should read the lives of the ones who lived with the great ones. They should read the sayings of the great ones and so forth and so on. So the impressions are there. So those impressions, howsoever feeble they may be, also they help to uproot these impressions. Yeah. That's the thing. Baba says that these impressions generated through our life, which are both mingled with goodness and what is the opposite of goodness? Vices and virtues. So these impressions are there all the time generated. So the impressions of the vice is like getting your hands tied at the back with iron shackles, you see. Yeah. So what to do now? And then you generate impressions, you see some goodness of virtue. Your feet are shackled with gold chains. That is iron chain, this is gold chain. Now there's no other course. Then what happens? You're so frustrated, so disappointed that you crawl and be there. You fall and you crawl. Then his grace lifts you, he's there too. But on your own, if you want to, it is good to have shackles round your feet and allow your hands to be free so that you can get your shackles from the feet and easily open them. So that's why it is always important to have impressions of the virtue rather than the impressions of the vice. You follow?
Yes.
Yeah. Then you can be there to him. And once you have him, then you hold his feet, be with him, beg of him and all that. So, yeah. And you know, you have to have the cry from your heart, otherwise it's not possible. No amount of your shrieks and tantrums will help It doesn't help a child. Mother knows that again it's in tantrums, has nothing to do with that. It's not, there's no real cry there. But when there's real cry, mother can never stop, just leaves everything and runs to the child. Yeah. So likewise it is for him. This is much more so with me. I'm just waiting with my arms open to receive you, but where are you? Will you ever come to me? I want you. That's the thing. That's what he tells us.
But the urge to want him only comes with his grace.
Pardon?
But the urge to want him only comes with his grace.
Yeah.
So we can't do anything.
But the grace is, he says, it's free flow. Why don't you go and take it? It's like the river that is flowing. Grace is constantly blowing towards you, but where is the receptacle for you to hold it? We simply say that it's His grace. Yeah, it is His grace, of course. But then who has deprived you of His grace? Who has deprived you? It has a free flow for all. You are at the source of water. If you are not thirsty, will you ever want to go and have water? No, it is said so. You don't drink water when you are not thirsty. Do you drink water when you are not thirsty? No. So what needs, in order to imbibe the grace, you need to have the thirst. The need should be created. And then you'll say, but that is also His grace, that we should have the need for it. You know? Yeah. Yeah, that is also His grace. Then your very being is His grace too. So why not make the use of your very being, which is also His grace, to get the need there in your being. So He has provided for each step that is there. Through His grace He has provided all these things. But we seem to ignore it. That's how it is. He says, look at me, see me. Grace, Baba says, before anything that was created, he says that it sprang out of me, was the grace. And because of the grace, the whole thing is sustained. Yeah. Before anything was created, it is the grace that sprang out. But we must have the container to hold the grace, to make use of the grace. We have that in us, which we call, that is also His grace, that we don't make use of it. But it's a different type of grace. That is His wrath, not grace, which is also His grace. Yeah. Suppose if you are in a habit of going to your fast friend, or to your elder, or to your father, and every now and then you have the need to beg him for some money. So you go there and he gives you and you take it and you're very happy about it. You salute him, you embrace him, kiss him and do whatever you like. Again after a few weeks you again go to him and he gives you again because you are his own. Again you go there again. Then the father feels that, what the heck is this? He's growing up and all that. And every time he comes and I give him and he comes and he feels happy and does. And now he has begun to squander away the grace that I am dispensing him. So he says, get out from here. That is his grace too. Not that he doesn't love you, but what has, get out from here. I don't want to see your face again. Go and stand on your own legs and all that. That is also his grace, that he wants you to stand on your feet. Wants you to earn properly and all that sort of thing. You follow? That's how it is.
Well, doesn't that also have something to do with creating thirst?
Then it creates the need. Yeah, all this is the creating thirst is that. Yeah. The need then. Then you feel the real need. Then you, yeah. Then you prepare the container to hold the real grace. Why all the situation in the world like that? That creates the need to find out who he is. That's the beginning. Unless and if everything is smooth and smooth sailing and all that, there is no need to find him out. It's just like, when do we pray? when we have the need to ask him something or something like that. That's the usual common understanding with his creation, that we don't need him now, so we need not pray. But when we need him, we fold our hands and we join and we supplicate and this and that and all that sort of thing. So it, first and foremost, we must have the need. In order to have the need, then he prepares the arena for the need. And that arena, we say that, oh my, what a life it is, what a world it is, and what is this and that and all that. So, is this the world that we have to live in? Is this the creator that has created the world like this? It's just because to create that need.
Is that why Baba creates wars?
Man creates wars, but he creates the circumstances for man to create the war. And that is the, yeah, that is the need. Yeah. Everything, yeah. It has to happen like that. Mm.
And what was Baba doing during World War
II? Well, he was touring all over the places, moving from one place to another place in India. Yeah, he was touring. Yeah.
What did he talk?
Huh?
What did he say about that?
About what? About
World War II.
World War II? It's a necessity. It was necessary. Yes. In order to create the need. Because so many people died, that those who died, of course, that's gone. But those who lost them, like mothers, fathers, wives, husbands, all these, they feel helpless, you see. When they feel helpless, there is a resurgence of need for something greater, for supplicating him, remembering him like that. So it is a necessity in order to create in the heart a longing for him, crying out to him, calling out to him, help us, what have you done, this, that, and all that. So wars play a great part in that, because there is calamity on a wider scale. Same thing with famine and other suffering, we call it. It's the same. It helps us. It is His grace. There's nothing beyond His grace. Everything is His grace. When you are in good health, it's His grace. When you are sick, it's time that you should fall sick now. Why? Because you are in good health and all that, and then you are unmindful of the one who kept you in good health. So you should be reminded that, remember, I am at the back, you see. Don't forget me, don't neglect me. So then you feel sick, something happens, and then you cry out, oh, what's the matter and all that. So then gradually you again get back to good health. So all this is a part and play of His grace.
And the world in that moment needed like a lesson, so...
Pardon?
The world in that moment needed like a lesson, so it searched the world war.
I couldn't follow
the world war was a lesson?
Yeah, it's a lesson.